RWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Morning out there, Polly. WRWB 489.
Good morning, Mike.
And good morning, Mike. Good morning, Polly, from WSHM 738. It probably doubled with Polly, I think.
WSHM 738 should be in here in a moment.
Yeah, I was just in there. You're not hearing my audio or what? Yeah, you're not hearing my audio evidently over there.
I heard you that time. Morning time.
Yeah, is my audio not coming through on the other frequency?
It was, but you had some QRM. Anyway, morning.
Oh, okay, good morning. So somebody's throwing a carrier again.
Good morning, how is this, Paul?
Yeah, good morning, Polly. About to say that over there, but apparently whatever's going on is going on there. But good morning. I noticed the courtesy tone's gone here.
Yeah, it was off yesterday, like in the afternoon. So I don't know if they're doing that for certain reasons or what. I don't know.
I was told the courtesy tone goes away when they got the reel-to-reel recorder plugged in.
Copy. For a sec, I thought I was listening to the tri-repeater, and then I looked at my display, and I'm like, oh, no, it's Mount Clemens.
I understand what they were saying.
What was that, Polly? You got talking to that mic.
Said that recording you were playing on the other frequency, it was so distorted that I couldn't understand what they were saying.
Okay, well, we're not talking about any of that, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, I thought for a minute there that I was on the listening on the Troy yesterday, and I looked at my display, and I'm like, oh, it's Mount Clemens, just because you didn't hear the courtesy tone.
Yeah, well, you mean, so normally this one produces a single tone when you're done, which it follows Morse code at B&M and makes sense for Mount Clemens. I don't know if there's a relationship to that. And the other one, Detroit, does the beep, beep, you know, it's a much higher tone, kind of like that. So, but I'm not sure any of that's going on here today for whatever reason.
Yeah, I'm not sure myself, but anyway, so it looks like we all survived the storm and everything's okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what time that tornado hit because, you know, I was exiting 11 Mile Road in Hoover off 696 and I could see the clouds like up ahead, like straight up ahead, you know, and it looked like they were trying to come down almost like a wall cloud a little bit there, but, you know, it was faint, and I was trying to discern what was going on there, and I think I had heard there was a tornado that hit in Fraser, so, and that was a bit earlier, so I'm thinking it was around 1:30, but I don't really know, so it would have, long before I left for work.
Yeah, I didn't even know we had one because I was working, you know, up there at County Line and Marine City Highway. And we got the rain up there when I was at work, but there was no signs of tornado action.
Yeah, well, there you go. So you just never know, man. That one was kind of close, though. It's like right in between me and you, a little closer to me, Mike, if it was where I think it was. I have to figure out the exact location, so. But, you know, it was just north on Utica, north of those train tracks. That's for sure.
Right. Yeah, well, when I got home yesterday, there was small amounts of, debris in my yard that I still got to pick up today, but that's about it. Nothing major. Just, little tiny limbs and branches and shit and stuff. So.
Yeah, looks like 696 is really backed up here, starting that mound. A sea of red lights.
If it's still flooded, or if it was flooded at all.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like I got that much rain at my house. By the time I got home about 2:37. And I remember looking at the clock, oh wow, even through the rain, I made it home quicker than I normally do. So, but these storms, you just, it's area dependent.
Yep. Yeah, we did get a lot of rain, that's for sure. Even that second batch that came through, I was hanging out with the big man yesterday, and the yard, man, it looked like a river. Just, open up the door, and it's like, I look out, and all you see is a lake and a river.
Okay, I'm going to flip over here. Because this one's starting to get weak, so give me a minute here. Let me know if you hear me. So you got HM 738. All right.
Okay, okay.
You guys hearing me okay? Oh, okay, I think they're unlinked. I need WSHM 738. All right, WSHM 738. So I think they're unlinked.
Okay. Well, you're coming in, you're about 5'9 in the repeater, so I hear you just fine.
You hear me fine now because I'm on the Mount Clemens machine. You do not respond to me when I'm on the other one.
Okay, correct. Yeah, no, you're not coming through. So they're unlinked.
However, you guys are making it through, and I'm keying up the Detroit repeater, but you don't seem to be hearing my audio at all.
No. So, something's not working there.
Yeah, so they got it going one way, but not the other way. So, there you go.
Okay. Yep. Maybe that's why there wasn't that much traffic out there last night when I had this thing on.
Yeah, so basically they have your transmit here getting duped over to Detroit, but anything on Detroit is not getting retransmitted out here on the Mount Clemens. That's kind of what's going on.
I see. Yeah, I'm looking at my yard right now, and it's like, man, I got a lot of stuff to pick up.
Yeah, well, so that's the thing, right? I mean, we talked about how much rain do you get, where the winds are, all these storms. It's very area dependent.
Now, my neighbor behind me, one of his trees, the thing, the tree split in half. So it must have been powerful enough, you know, in this area to do that.
Well, you probably had the best view of everybody being way up high like that. You could see the storms 10 miles away. Yeah. So that area, you know, just west and south of you, Mike, is a huge chunk where the tornado was. Still out of power. You can see this on the DTE outage map.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, when I got home last night, I'm like, oh, my front floodlight wasn't on. That overlooks my driveway, and I'm like, oh, power must be out. And sure enough, when I went inside, yep, no power.
Yeah, well, you can see, and they called it right. I watched some of the newscast on YouTube this morning for that tornado, and they checked it right, the area. You look at the big red box that was under a tornado warning, and, I mean, they had it right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen some homebrew videos that people took with their phones, and you could see the funnel cloud and debris swirling up in the air.
All right, this thing's getting pretty noisy for me. The noise is, like, louder than your guys' audio, and I'm at the end of the string on it as far as tolerating it. So, all right, we'll catch you guys later. Have a good morning. From WSHM, Winter Air Bridge here. I'll wait a second. All right, WSHM 738, good morning.
All right, we'll talk to you later. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be back monitoring if you're still going to be out here, Paulie.
Hey, good morning, good morning, Paul. We'll catch you later. I'm back on the side, WSCQ 996. We're monitoring.
All right there, Paulie. I'm going to, take a standby here and do some stuff before I head off to the old grind. So I will talk to you in a minute. WRWB 49, we're standing by.
U844 monitoring.
Bud 844. You in there anywhere? WSOZ 793.
Hey, good morning, Dave. WSGU 844.
Good morning back. There he is. I just turned it on. I figured I'd take a shot. You should be out here, and I figured I'd turn it on and see if you were there. What's happening, my friend?
Not much. Just motoring to work, just south of Romeo, here on 53.
Yeah, right. What, did you catch any of that noise yesterday?
What noise is that?
I meant weather-wise.
Copy that. Yeah, during the day. Thanks for being the net coordinator.
I wasn't trying to do that. that wasn't what I was trying to do, you know. But whatever I seen, you know, I figure, well, you know, I might as well announce it. If there's people out there that don't know what who ain't following, don't know what's happening, I figured I'd just put the word out so you know.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate it, because I didn't know what was going on. You told Todd, you and that, there was another guy out there that mentioned something about a tornado warning, something like that. But, yeah, I looked outside, and the rain was just coming down, and you could barely see across across the street from where I was. It was crazy.
You know, I figure, because that tornado that came down by me, all that stuff's north of me a little bit, was north of Warren. Because we didn't get nothing for rain over here in the beginning when the first wave came through. And my phone goes off, tornado warning. And like I said to the people, you know, whoever I was talking to out there, I looked out the window. It was overcast, but it wasn't dark or nothing. Sirens are going off, and I was looking over to the west, and because that's where it was coming from, southwest. I was looking over to southwest, and I didn't see nothing, and no dark clouds, and I just sat here.
Yeah, copy that. Anytime there's high winds, they'll activate the sirens, and that was something else. And they confirmed it was tornado, but thank God there was no casualties that I heard about anyway.
Yeah, roger that. There's I think there's two videos on Facebook, homemade videos. You know, of them, they filmed the tornado, you know, some regular people. Yeah, you can see it's a tornado. I mean, if you watch the videos, you don't think it's a tornado, there's something wrong with you. You can see it's coming from the sky to the ground and tossing stuff around. But supposedly two of them hit over by here, by 13 and Gratiot, and they say the other one was Kelly Road between 13 and 14. And that makes me wonder if maybe the one at 13 and Gratiot came down, lifted, because it was going in that direction anyway. Maybe lifted and maybe came back down, but I haven't seen any video or heard anything about the one at Kelly Road there, okay?
I copy that. Yeah, well, Kelly showed me the one from Facebook, maybe that one was the Gratiot one, I don't know, but, it was crazy.
Yeah, I'm a little confused about all that, too, because the one video, if you're looking at it, the one with the train tracks, you know, in the shot, that's Utica Road, looking west. That's a little ways away from, and it is Fraser, and that's where he said the tornado came down in Fraser. That's a little ways from 13 and Gratiot. Not very far, but it's a mile or two.
Copy that. WFGU 844.
WSFZ 793. So, yeah. But you're welcome. If I was any help out there, I'm glad to hear that, too. But I wasn't trying to, you know, I just wanted to inform them in case there was, like I said, in case there was people out there didn't know what was going on, wanted to get the word out to them. But, yeah, thank God nobody was hurt. That second wave came through. I watched it. I watched the wall cloud come over. It was pretty tasty. I was looking at the wall cloud, and I can see up inside the wall cloud towards the sky, I can see continuous lightning. It wasn't lightning bolts or anything, just flickers of light in that wall cloud, and it was continuous. I thought that was neat.
Copy that. So that was last night then, right? Because we had nothing. We had rain, that's about it, so it fizzled out.
Yeah, that was the second wave. It came through, It started raining heavy, and the wind really picked up. Trees started rattling back and forth and stuff. But no cloud-to-ground lightning or nothing. It was continuous lightning, though. There was continuous lightning, but hardly no thunder. And it all looked good. I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, and then it was all over with. It quit raining, and the wind died and everything and stuff. I told Kevin, I said, all this stuff's headed towards you.
Copy that. So were you monitoring Skywarn Net, Macomb County? Did they have a net?
Yeah, I have it on my Baofeng handheld. I thought I had Skywarn programmed into it, but it was a 446 megahertz frequency. That's why I wasn't picking anything up. And then, I don't know, Kevin or somebody told me 142-200 or 147-200. I popped it in there, and yeah, there it was. I was listening to them. They were taking in, you know, volunteers ready to go. You know, you give your call letters and then just let the guy know where you're at and when you're ready to go, and then, but nobody went out.
Those are spotters. Yeah, copy that. Oh, Micon, that's where they're connected to National Weather Service. They put out the warnings for everybody. That's, what was my, off the Mayville tower, it was 443.775, and I think down by you guys might be 442.350, something like that.
Yeah, Roger, because when I got my scanner, when I first got my scanner, I programmed all the 2 meter stuff into it I could. I noticed that one of them was Skywarn. So I used to turn my scanner on every time the stuff was getting nasty out. But I don't know what frequency it is. And I wanted to put it in my Baofeng in case the electricity goes out, I can monitor with my Baofeng. And I went to Michigan Skywarn, whatever. And I guess the frequencies I put in it are not the ones. And then, I tried to get a hold of Kevin. I couldn't get a hold of him. Then I keyed up. I said, well, this is a question anybody out there was going to ask him anyway. Anybody know Macomb, the Skywarn frequency from Macomb? Yeah, a guy gave it to me, and yeah, there it was.
I copy that. I think I heard that last night.
Did you also hear me getting frustrated with this weather radio?
I think I missed that. Why, it wasn't working?
I don't know. I had it in the window. Just the weather radio on batteries, emergency, you know, weather radio, and you hit the snooze button. It's got a nice clock on it, and you hit the snooze button if it's turned on. If you have the, you know, it's on and off on the volume control. You turn it on, the little green light's blinking away, and you hit the snooze button, and it brings up NOAA weather. You hit the snooze button again, it turns off NOAA weather, but stays ready to alert you for any bad stuff. And I was sitting here, and all of a sudden, it kept kicking on, but just kicking on NOAA weather. It didn't, I don't know, maybe I wasn't doing something right. I got frustrated and turned it off.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, it goes off every time there are alerts when there's a thunderstorm warning for each county and stuff like that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I've been talking to somebody out here, and all of a sudden it would go off, and no alarm or nothing, just all of a sudden big time static, and then you hear NOAA, the guy NOAA weather radio, just doing the regular weather thing. NOAA, you know, the National Weather Service has issued. He didn't do none of that, and I kept wondering why. You know, why is it going off and just turning on NOAA? And I don't know, but well, it's all right. I got my Skywarn. That's all I needed.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, matter of fact, I do remember you saying something. Uh-oh, something's something's making some noise, something's beeping, and I think someone said that, hopefully it's not your microwave.
Yeah, that's my fan, my window fan. It's digitally controlled or whatever, and when you hit the, I got a remote control for it too, but whenever you use the remote or if you hit the buttons on the front of the fan, they beep every time it changes modes. And I'm sitting there talking and the thing's beeping away. At first I couldn't figure out what the hell was going on, then I realized it's my fan. And I'm like, well, what's going on now? My fan keeps switching modes and wants to blow out the window, then it switches modes to blow back in the window, then it's switching modes, one going out, one coming in. And somebody told me it's probably the RF from your radio. And yeah, it was pretty much in line with my antenna. So yeah, that would make sense, the RF from me keying up.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah, you keying up. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, everything has a frequency. Your remote control stuff. And with the bow thing, it picks everything up. It's crazy.
See, now I have the fan. I had it in the middle of the window. Now I have it slid all the way to the right where it's blowing on me. And it hasn't, it's not in line with my Nagoya antenna no more, so I don't hear it beeping and banging and clanging there.
Joe. All right, buddy, I'm just pulling into the warehouse parking lot, so I'm going to call it. And hopefully I'll get a chance to talk to you on my way home later on. So I hope you have a good day. Stay cool and dry, and we'll talk to you on the other side. WSTU 844 will be clear after your final.
All right, Sherman, very good. Yeah, I just kicked it on in hopes of catching you on the way to work. That's all I was doing, so. And I did, so. It's always good talking to you. You know, have yourself a safe day out there, and you're sounding good as usual. And we'll probably get with you when you get out and you're on your way home. Take care of yourself. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
Roger. Yeah, good talking to you also, and have a good day, buddy. I'll talk to you later. WSTU 844. We're clear.
WSHR 566, have a good day. WSTU 844, hopefully we'll talk to you later. WSHU, clear.
Roger that, Kev. WSTU 844, have a good day, buddy. And, yeah, we'll talk to you later. Take care, enjoy your day. Stay safe.
WSHS 567, monitoring.
WSCU 202, good morning.
WRNW329 monitor.
WSGG772, Shelby Township, monitoring on the mobile.
Thank you.
after rain.
WSIC-866 monitored.
WSHR-566 on the air monitoring.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WSVU 202 on the basin monitoring.
WSVU 844, mobile monitoring and heading north.
WSVU 202, good afternoon, Sherman.
How you doing, 202?
I was just hanging in there, man. Just walked in the door.
Roger, roger. Heard 793 out here?
Just this morning when you were talking to him about the weather.
Roger, roger. Yeah, it's been quiet out here today. Jeez.
Yeah, we working down in Monroe, so I didn't even bring the handheld with me.
Roger, Roger. There's no tone after we unkey. There's something wrong with the repeater.
Hasn't it been hanging in there for a while lately, that tail part? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but there is no tone after we unkey. The beep, the two beeps, three beeps, whatever it is.
Yeah, there you go. Yep, the courtesy tone or whatever they call it. Yep, I don't hear it either. Yep.
The other band has been not busy either. So maybe that storm did some stuff to some of the repeaters.
Yeah, it's possible. I guess it was pretty bad down here yesterday. I don't know. I was at the other side of town, so it did rain down there.
Usually, I monitor the 70 centimeter now and then while I'm working, and I didn't hear nothing.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing, eh? I don't know.
Roger. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go. Good talking to you. Have yourself a fine one, and we'll talk to you again. WSCU 844 will be clear after your final.
Yeah, if you get a hold of 793, yeah, let them know. I've been trying to call him for a couple of days now. He ain't answered me at all, or none of my texts. So, yep. Take care, Sherman, and we'll talk to you soon. WSCU 202, and we're clear.
Roger, Roger. Have a good one. WSCU 844.
WSHR 566 to WSCU 844.
There he is. How are you doing, Kev? WSCU 844. I was wondering if you're out here.
Yeah, I've been turning on the radio on and off today. It's been quiet. I was trying to see if Dave was on, and I've been cleaning the house here a little bit, and I just got done doing the carpets, and I seen the radio was going, and I heard your voice, so.
Sure, yeah. There we go.
Wouldn't have known had you not said something, Sherman. Thanks. I just rebooted it. Anyhow, you're good to go.
There you have it. Thank you, sir.
Kevin, I missed whatever you just said. Anything? My Lapeer County fire just went off for something, so if you said anything, I missed it.
No, Sean was on here, and he said that he rebooted the link, and that the beep is back now. Yeah, thanks a lot, Sean, for doing it.
That's Roger. Yeah, thanks, Sean.
I didn't even notice. I've been listening to it for a bit. Didn't even notice. My bad. All right, thanks for bringing it to my attention. All right, guys, carry on. Have fun. Sherman, did you talk to Dave? He and I talked, and he said he was going to give you a buzz.
Yeah, I talked to him last night, so yeah, I'm good with it. Yeah, you're right, so it ain't worth it. So, yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, if you ever want to give a buzz, like they say, you know, feel free. All right, anyhow, and if you're ever down in the area, we're probably kind of sort of on your path. Well, probably a little out of your path. I don't know. All right, anyhow, let you guys get back to it. I'm enjoying Juneteenth, my day off, which in 5 minutes officially comes to an end. Well, at least the day off, and then I'm just a regular Thursday afternoon. All right, catch you guys later. WRU 850.
Hey, Roger. Well, you're the same place where Paul is, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, because Kevin's been down there, so, yeah. I think I was one of the first students there at the Fire Academy back in the 90s. Oh, yeah, it goes way back. Yeah, we're right there, right across the street, so by the big house. All right, WRU 850, Kevin, go ahead.
Thanks, Sean. Yeah, Sherman, I listened to that e-dispatch station, Santa Lac County. They had a, I think it was last early in the morning, they had a structure put up in Applegate, and they called Croswell. Who else is up there? They call, in Carsonville. I'm surprised they didn't call Port Santa Lac, but yeah, it was a, I guess it was a fully involved structure. I don't know if it was a house or what, but.
Yeah, copy that. Oh, yeah, it was probably a second, third alarm. So, you didn't hear it on your call thing? You just was looking over the e-dispatch?
Yeah, copy that. I haven't had it on the fire their fire frequency since that other night when we heard them. But maybe tonight when I'm listening to my G4, I'll put the whip antenna on and see if I can get them in again.
Copy that. Yeah, because the weather is right. Clear skies. Yeah. VHF skips. So, yeah, you might be able to hear it. And I think I programmed, Huron County for you, didn't I? Or you had it programmed?
I don't think you got Huron County in for me. But, I got good news, too. My radio is sitting at my daughter's fiance's house, so I'll have it tonight. So.
Sweet. Really cool. So you're going to have Paul program it for you, or are you going to try programming it? What are you going to do?
I don't know if Paul had somebody else do my bail thing for me. So, but if I can, I'm sure he can find somebody to do it for me. But I'm going to try to do it myself. I think it's just like this one here, and it's just bigger, that's all. So, and then I'm going to get that whatchamacallit cord for it to do that chirp. I'm going to get that, and if you want it, I'll let you use it through that cord.
Copy that. Yeah, some of them come with that cord, so I might have one from one of them that I bought. I'm not sure. I'd have to look.
Yeah, copy that. That radio that I'm got is just like this one. It's got the aviation on it and all that stuff on it, so. But it comes with the earpiece. And it comes with the plug. I think it comes with the plug that you can, or maybe not, but the one that I got, you can plug it into your car and charge it too. And I get the regular desk charger, and I think there's something else. Oh yeah, of course, the belt clip. So.
So it has the USB cord.
Yeah, it's a USB cord, but it's different. The one for the chirp is shaped with those two prongs on it. That's for the chirp. The one for the charging just has the single thing like an iPhone on it.
Copy that. Yeah, I want to get one like that because they're a lot easier. So you don't have to buy another battery, but I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, the newer Bell things have that now.
Yeah, so yeah, this one here, I don't know if you've seen the 5RM, but it's a lot bigger than the one that I got, so we'll see. But yeah, Dave said he swears by the one that he's got, so that's one reason I got it. So I mentioned a couple other ones to me, and he's nah. He says I wouldn't. He says, if I was going to get one, he said, I'm going to tell you. He says, get that 5RM, so it was only $22.
Yeah, they're not that expensive. That's pretty cool. So they're a heck of a radio. They're really cool.
Yeah, copy that. Would you have an early day today, Sherman?
Yeah, I did. Orders are small, and I moved pretty good. And yesterday, I thought we were going to have that second band of storms, and they were saying that it was going to be real bad. So I called my manager and asked him if I could, if it'd be cool if I leave, my last two stops, I'll take care of them on Friday. And he said, yeah, no problem. Yeah, get home safe and sound. So, we didn't have the storms like they said we were supposed to have. So I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, copy that. Me and Dave were talking to each other about, you know, the storm conditions and stuff. And it went through here. You could see it sweeping in. And the wind picked up a little bit. But as soon as the wind blew, it poured for about 15, 20 minutes. Then it stopped. And then it was on and off all night. Well, you know, it's been raining all day. But it finally stopped now. And I looked at the radar. Wherever rain is, that we just had is gone. So we should be good now. Here comes the heat now.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, that's what they were saying. So, we had rain all night and the morning. And I don't know if I told you that doe that was hanging around had two fawns.
Oh yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, she looked like she was coming in close.
I saw her two mornings ago, and then Kelly saw her and her and the babies yesterday morning, and I think they're out in the field this morning. They're so cool.
Yeah, it's cool to see them in the wild like that. I like that when I go up. When I go up hunting up there, I see a lot of That place that I go to, I talked to the guy, the owner, that has the house, and I asked my other friend that we went hunting with. I think something happened between him and that guy. He used to belong to a lot of organizations for the hunting and stuff, and he walked away. So I don't know, something ticked him off. But anyways, I asked Bill. I said, hey, could I come up hunting? And he said, yeah, absolutely. So I think I might have myself a hunting camp to go to once a year. And then this other guy that I met up there, he said I could hunt with him too, so me and him will probably go up together, so that's good.
See that. Yeah, that sounds nice.
Yeah, I was listening to Detroit today on my errands and stuff, and I came home C2 and C4, and I don't know what ends were, but they had a box alarm. They had said it was a house fire, but they got there, it was a garage fire, and I guess it was starting to extend to the house, and I guess the chief had the box still coming, but I got into doing whatever I was doing here, so I don't know any further on it, but that's every day for them down there. That's nothing new for them, so.
Copy that. Yeah, I was picking them up on from the Macomb Tower, I think, yesterday or this morning.
Yeah, copy that. I only get, by my house here, I only get one bar for them, and it works. I mean, it works perfectly. Every once in a while, it'll say out of range. But other than that, it works pretty good. Oh, and I know I think you told me you got something to do Saturday, but there's a Box 42 meeting Saturday at Hamtramck Fire. I'm most likely going to go.
Crud, I forgot about. Yeah, we got a memorial to go to, I think it was, and graduation party. So that's fun. I don't really want to go, but it's Kelly's side of the family, so, yeah. WSGU 844.
WSHR 566 for channel denting purposes.
I'll make a meeting somehow or one of these days. I haven't been to a Box 42 meeting in quite a while.
Yeah, Gary hasn't been to them either, but I know with his daughter or anything, and he had that, I don't know if he had a hip surgery or leg surgery, so I don't know, but yeah, Well, you know, this will be the last meeting. Well, not last meeting, but there won't be a meeting next one because of the muster and then the fireball picnic. And I don't know after that what's going on, but I plan on going to all of them if I can. So keep it in mind for the fireball picnic. I'll let you know Saturday when I go what weekend it is.
I copy that. Yeah, maybe the four of us hitch up and go. Yeah, Kelly's never been to the fireboat picnic, so, yeah. Yeah, get the girls to go with us.
Yeah, copy that. Maybe they even go on the boat with us, because last time I went, first time I was on the fireboat. So we'll see.
That'd be cool. They run both of them, don't they? They have two. They use both of them.
No, they don't let us go on Fireboat 2, the Fireboat 1. And he took us down to the Gordie Howe Bridge and there was like a canal in there, turned around and came back. I took my future son-in-law with me because he likes boats and stuff, so I asked him to go and he really liked it. I tried to get him to join Box 42 and he wanted to, but with all the things going on right now, I'm not all up with him. I'm sure he wants to, but after everything's done, I'll mention it to him again.
Copy that. Yeah, Fireboat 2 is smaller, so that's probably why.
Yeah, that's the Savad Johnson, yeah. Yep. They use that for, like, little stuff, you know, like, I think minor stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, medical is probably if they have to go or people in the water. I think the big boat don't go as much as the little boat goes.
They still fight fire with it. It pumps, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, it pumps. Yeah. Hey, Sherman, do you remember when they had that the Detroit Edison plant up there in St. Clair? The fireboat went up there and the fire guys in the fireboat said that was the farthest that the fireboat ever went because they got those 5-inch connections on there, so they were drafting the water out of the river, hooking it up to the trucks. That was pretty cool. That would have been pretty cool to see.
Yeah, copy that. I remember the fire, and I remember hearing about the fireboat going up there. Yeah, that would have been awesome to see.
You know, them guys are so cool up there. All of the fire stations be cool. Them guys are so nice and cool. You know, they treat you like you're their family. You know, and that's the way it should be. You know.
What about the DFD?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, there's a few. I remember when Brandon was younger. It was right after 9/11, and we went to one station, and they were really rude. They didn't want Brandon and I to come in and take photos of the truck and let Brandon sit in. Yeah, I forgot. It was one of the old yellow trucks that they had. And but yeah, I forgot what house it was, but they were rude.
Was it a Box 42 meeting, or you just stopped in one?
We stopped into one. It was, yeah, that was the time I took Brandon down there. But, yeah, and even when Birmingham took him down to Birmingham back in the day when he was younger. And, yeah, the officer was, yeah, he was hurt.
Yeah, some of them think they're, you know what, doesn't stink. I don't know, but I know. If I'm up at one of my stations and somebody comes up, you know, I talk to them and stuff. Because I was in their place one time, you know, so. And the chief doesn't care if they take pictures of the vehicles or whatever. So, yeah, I'm not like that.
I copy that. You know, I'd be the same way. It's cool. It's good publicity. Yeah, it's human relations. So, yeah, you got to. And plus, it's really cool, and a lot of hopefully they'll grow up and they want to be a firefighter, you know, because, yeah, need more I don't know. It's getting to be a point where it's, well, you know that.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, I mean, you know, I lived down in Detroit, and there was times there when I got older, and I was in high school and stuff, and I think I had one of those mopeds or something one time, and I had a scanner, and when there was a fire, like, in my area or something, I would go to it, and them guys got to know me, and I told them I wanted to be a fireman. They said, come on, help us throw the hose. I said, yeah, come on, help us throw the hose. So that was pretty cool, you know?
What area?
Oh, I lived on the east side of Detroit, 8 Mile Grass area by, I don't know if you know it, Saratoga Hospital over there.
Copy that, yeah. My dad, my grandparents, well, my dad grew up on the east side, right off of Houston, Whittier, and McKinney.
Yeah, that's over there by Engine 58.
Sure, yep. They lived out there until, God, I think it was early 80s they moved out of there because you would hear gunfire left and right out there, and so they moved up to Davison.
Yeah, copy that. Your radio is like popping a little. I can hear you, but it's like a popping noise. I don't know if the link is on up there or not, or you're just... or you got some static or what, but yeah, it's like a popping, like a pop, not a whistle, but a pop.
Copy that. Oh, I'm probably getting out of, I'm north of Romeo.
Yeah, they must not have the link on up there, but hey, I'm going to let you go since it's starting to get farther away, so... maybe I'll talk to you later if the link is on. If not, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I tried to be up this morning, and I did talk to you this morning. I did. So I'll try to be up tomorrow and give you a shout in the morning. So have a good one. Tell Kelly we said I'd be safe, and WHHR 566 clear.
Roger, roger. Great talking to you, Kev. And you guys have a good evening. Tell Tanya we said hi, and yeah. I'll give you a holler tomorrow morning when I get closer to the McComber Theater. So have yourself a good one. Take care. Talk to you later. WSGU 844. We'll be monitoring.
Break!
No break.
Jesus Christ, man. You guys key so damn fast. How the hell can anybody get in there?
Hey, write your congressman, all right? What's up, Dave? DSU 844.
When are you going to write Sean? I'm going to write my congressman. But something got to be done about this, man. I'm going to lead the charge.
Hey, I unkeyed and I waited. I waited till, and then I called.
Roger that. You know I'm only just getting the time to you and Kevin. Hear you guys talking. Yeah, I used to live about 6 blocks away from Engine 50. I grew up about 6 blocks away. Houston Whittier crash at, I used to hang out there. The one firefighter once took me up on the roof. They used to have a Chrysler air raid siren up on top. With the air raid siren powered by a 331 Hemi engine. And even to this day, to this very day, is still considered the loudest air raid siren in the world.
Yeah, I think that siren might be up there, but when the Red Wings were playing pretty well back in the day. And I got a picture of above
Yeah, Roger, they got to know me pretty good there. They had some stuff laying around, old two-stroke saws and stuff that, you know, that were decommissioned. And they let me mess around with them, and I got them all running. But I don't think they recommissioned them. I don't know if they could do that. But I remember I got them running. They liked me, man. I used to go over like every other day and just hang out there. And yeah, the one time he took me up to the roof, man, and showed me that siren. That thing used to be so damn loud on the first of every Saturday. Loud, man.
Yeah, I hear that, or Sherman.
Yeah, WSFZ 793, forgot. Forgot to throw me letters in there. Well, Sherman, you're cutting out, man. I'm going to go ahead and get back to listening. I just heard you guys talking about it, and it reminded me of the days when I used to hang out at Engine 50. They got to know me very well there, and I used to have a great time hanging out over there. Dude, I used to help them do things around, you know, I helped pick up around the place, whatever. Yeah, I was only like a 12-year-old kid, what the hell. But anyway, I'm gonna go back, I'm going to listen for a little bit. Hello, Kevin. WSZ 793 listening.
Roger, Roger. Thanks for the shout there, Dave. And we'll talk to you later. Have a good evening. Catch you in the morning. WSH. W844, and we'll be monitoring.
WSIA 777, monitoring.
Roger that, Sherman. Are you still in there, Kevin? Anybody know if the other side of the moon is hooked up?
Closer,
WSU 844. Yeah, Sherman, I was just curious, that's all. I'll wait your key down there. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
WSIP 402, I'm listening.
Yeah, I take the time to talk to you, but you're waking up good, and, you know, so just a little hard to decipher now and then, so. All right, well, and if we don't catch you on the other one, then we'll catch you on the base. Either way, I'll be out here for a bit, so I got some stuff here at the table I'm going to do, and so I'll probably have it on listening in, so talk to you in a minute, Sherman, and I'm listening.
The WSIP 402. Anyone got your ears on?
No, we don't take too kindly to that GB talk out here. Hello, 402. WSFZ 793.
You have to excuse me about that 793. I'm new to this GMRS stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, and let me be the one to tell you, welcome to the GMRS community. It's a pretty nice bunch of people out here. You'll find them all willing to help and helpful and everything. But a few no-nos out here is, one, no CB. Definitely no CB. It's really frowned upon out here. And politics. If there's any other ones, then I don't know. The head chief will have to explain that one out. But you sound good. Where you at?
14 in Ryan, 14 in Mountain area.
Yeah, all right. You rolling or you standing still?
Currently in the truck, rolling, headed east.
Yeah, all right. Well, it's working good for you. Working really good. Sounds great. No noise. And it's doing what it's supposed to be doing there. You got Dave over here. Delta Alpha Victor Echo. I'm over here at 11 Mile and Hoover, stationary on a base. My numbers are Whiskey Sierra, Foxtrot Zulu, 793. Roger?
I got a copy on that. I believe I talked with you or tried to talk with you during the storm the other night, and it was kind of breaking up.
Yeah, you weren't the one with the tornado across the street, were you?
No, sir. I was just south of that, though.
Yeah, somebody was coming in rough, very rough there, and I can hear him saying something about it. I'm looking right across the street, and it's right across the street from me or something. But they were in there rough, and like I said, somebody else was coming in rough, saying one came down in Royal Oak. I don't know. But, okay, well, yeah, that you sound like, if I talked to you yesterday, you sound a lot better today than you did yesterday.
WSIP 402. I had kind of a half tornado popped up in Clawson, so they didn't officially classify that as one.
Yeah, Roger that. I don't know where I heard that or read that yesterday somewhere. I know I heard something or read something about something happened in Clawson. It was either a really high wind or possibly a tornado, but then they never followed up on it, so I don't know about what's happening there then.
All is well and good here since the storm's passed. You'll be advised, though, if you're on 696 westbound, there's a rollover accident. I don't know specifically where.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, that's no surprise. That ain't no surprise there, but I hope they're all right, whoever they are. Hope nobody's not hurt really bad or none. But that don't come as a surprise. 696 is the rollover freeway. Ain't 10 minutes goes by, I don't read or hear that somebody rolled it on 696.
Got that big construction project trying to fix that kind of stuff, brother.
If they want to fix that kind of stuff a little bit, one thing, one place they could start is not putting 1,000 horsepower engines in cars. With all due respect to Chrysler, my favorite brand, but they could start there. But it just happens. That's, you know, sometimes people don't pay attention to what they're doing.
Technology for you. If they have it, they're going to use it.
I just think, I don't know, back in the 20s, somewhere in there, the fastest a car would go is 40 miles an hour, if you were lucky. That's with the wind on you. That's the fastest a car would do. The mobile P's only do about 30. You know, that was back then. You know, if you ran into something or somebody, it wasn't that bad. Nowadays, man, you know, you're blowing 190, 180 into something. It's gonna be some mess over there, I'll tell you that, though. Hey, all right, 402, let me get on the listening side here, open up the frequencies in case anybody else wants to use it. So it's good talking to you. Like I said, welcome GMRS community. Just get out there, throw your call letters out there, and see who bites. That's all you do. That's how you get to making friends out here. Anyway, have a good one, my friend. WSFC 793, and I'm listening.
WSIP 402. I'll be clear. Thank you for the conversation, brother. Have a good one.
Jay? 8-9 listening.
I hear someone talking, but I can barely hear the voice.
Come on, Pelican! Fly, Pelican!
You know, is that even possible?
Well, you put the lime in the coconut, shake it all up.
Ooh, not a good idea.
I'm not sure.
I could see putting the lime in the coconut and dropping the whole thing into a nice hogshead full of vodka. That might work.
Yep, it very well might. Good afternoon. I just was sitting here going through some classified boards looking for some stuff and heard you ask how it's possible.
Yeah, Raj. Yeah, I was sitting here and I don't know, for some reason, just had the urge to grab the mic and say, how's that even possible? I don't know what I'm doing. But good afternoon back to you. All was on the quiet front this morning, and everything rolling along there. So, yeah, just see you out here.
Yeah, I pulled a tape from yesterday, and it's a whole lot to do about nothing. Everybody's fine. The guys that are out there talking are perfectly fine. Somebody's messing with them, but I don't want to talk about it anyhow. So I got no, I don't see any issues. No. All right. Anyhow, I'm just, like I said, going to finish cruising through my classifieds here looking for something. Might get lucky. You never know.
Yeah, Roger, Dad. Well, I wasn't trying to pull it out here. I just, more or less, was just saying that they were running this morning. Everything was cool. No issues, so. That's all right. Looking for what you're looking for. Just don't get caught, man.
Yeah, you know it. Here's exactly what I'm looking for, but, oh, my God, look at that price. Chewy. All right, WRU 850.
All the more reason. It's got to be a Yaesu at that price, at that Hui price. It's got to be a Yaesu. All right, I'll talk to you in a bit, man. Good afternoon back to you. WSRZ 793 listening.
Well, seeing as you said that, I do have to comment. No, Motorola. WRUU 850.
Yeah, well, since you said that, I have to throw in one more comment. Motorola, I can understand the hoo-wee now. That's about twice the price of Yaesu, if not even more. All right, talk to you later, friend, WSOZ 793 listener.
Hey, Joy. It's gonna get hot as hell out there. Oh. Except like them thumpers that I put in the front. That sounds pretty good. I told you it was coming around, coming on the channel.
WRNW 329 Monterey.
Showing off. WSOZ 793. Listening.
There he is. WFSC 902.
There he is. What's that in the 902?
Now the question is, what's happening with you? You're the one that's been MIA.
I've been out here in the morning. I talked to you a little bit yesterday morning and yesterday afternoon, and I was out here this morning and this afternoon sometime, and then I just keyed it up again. I was watching a video and taking a break, and I see what's happening out here. They're going, hey.
Yes, sir, Bobby Smile. I was doing the same thing. I was watching that, it was a Kandahar movie with, the guy that played in Den of Thieves. It's been pretty good so far, so, I don't know.
Yeah, Raj. So did you get any tornadoes over there?
Yes, sir. They hit over there on, Grosbeck and, 14 Mile Road. Tore it up really good. See, that's only probably a couple miles or two straight as the crow flies, Roger that.
Yeah, Roger that. Did you see the videos?
Yes, sir, Bobby Brown. Yeah, I pulled up, oh my goodness, I pulled up my Marshall cab. My crate cab, my Marshall twin, and then my Vox twin out of the basement because I wasn't sure if we flooded out in front of our house. It was up to my kneecaps out in the street. I went out there and checked to make sure that the drains weren't plugged up, and yeah, I wasn't sure if that pump was going to keep up down there, so I pulled a bunch of stuff out of the basement just in case. Roger that.
Wow. That's a hell of a load, man. Having to go down and take them taps are heavy. Yeah, I was sitting here yesterday, and out of the corner of my eye, I seen a little crack of lightning there and a big boom. And then that was it. It was over. There was nothing happening. All of a sudden, my phone goes off. Tornado warning. I hear the sirens outside start going off. I'm like, what the hell is this? I look out the window, and it's overcast. It wasn't dark. It wasn't black. I looked over to the west because I knew that stuff was coming from the southwest. I looked over to the west. I didn't see nothing. It was just overcast. So I just sat here. I said, well, you know, I ain't doing nothing. But, yeah, they got a couple videos on Facebook. Somebody, two people, took videos of that tornado. And you can tell it's a tornado, too. And it wasn't no wind. It was a tornado. You can see it on the ground and throwing everything around. And up there is Utica Road and something. But, yeah, it was wild.
The FSC 902. Yeah, it was gross back in Utica, the 14-mile road, in that area right there. I've seen pictures of people's houses. The front of it, the roof was ripped off. And, yeah, there was a bunch of places that were damaged. And then I drove around today. I had to run out to 26 and North Ave. And the water levels are high. And then over here by the bridge by me, it's up to the top of the bank at flood stage. So, yeah, we got a big dumping. When it dumped, it dumped. Roger that.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I've seen videos of the flooding. They said the one tornado came down at 13 and Gratiot. And then they said another one came down at Kelly and 14 and Kelly, or 15 and Kelly. And it made me wonder if it was actually two tornadoes or if the one at 13 and Gratiot had lifted up and dropped back down on at Kelly. The thing is, though, there's no videos or anything of the one at 15 and Kelly. It's just the one at 13 and Gratiot going into Fraser. But, yeah, a lot of flooding. I was looking at videos of, a lot of people took videos of the flooding. Cars half underwater driving down Gratiot and stuff. But nothing happened over here. No flooding. Hell, it barely rained. The only time it rained was when the second wave came through.
Roger that. We got caught by the first one. It was really bad. My backyard flooded up to my back door patio. Out in the street, it flooded up to my tree. And like I said, I went out there to make sure that, because I've seen a lot of people's mulch was out there, and I took the rake out there and picked it up and put it higher up the bank on people's grass, because I didn't want to get stuck over the manhole. I went and made sure the manholes weren't plugged up, so it drained as quick as possible. But yeah, I mean, when it dumped. I guarantee it was probably about 3-4 inches within a half hour. I've never seen nothing that bad, not that quick at least.
WSIK 839.
Yeah, roger that. Got you in there, 839. Yeah, that's me too. I never seen anything, even though nothing happened here. But, you know, the second wave, I didn't really hear much about any flooding or anything, but it rained heavy over here on that second wave. And it was continuous lightning, but no thunder, hardly any thunder, but I was watching the shelf cloud as it was coming. I was staring at it, and I could see up inside it, I could see continuous lightning. Nothing coming down to the ground or lightning bolts or nothing. I could just see the flashes inside the shelf cloud. I thought it was cool as hell. Nothing but continuous lightning, just completely continuous. And like I said, it rained good. The wind came, bent the trees a little bit, and that was it. It was over.
Go ahead there, sir. Yeah, I'm sure you have a comment about what we're talking about. If you want to throw in a comment, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that. I meant to let him go. And I'm riding the short bus today. I forgot his numbers now, but... If you're still out there, go ahead.
It's all right, guys. No big deal. No big deal. It's 839 over here in Fraser. And those videos, I finally got to watch them on Facebook. They didn't do the tornado any justice whatsoever.
I ain't gonna wait for the thing done, Chief. Yeah, roger that. Like Frank 902 was saying, I've seen the pictures and the videos of the one house missing part of its roof in the front and everything and stuff that got tossed around. But, yeah, the only videos I've seen, the one, I think one's on Utica Road, right past the tracks. I'm going to think Utica and 14, but that one looked like a tornado. That definitely was a tornado. And I can't remember too much about the second one, about the second video there. Roger?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I'll have to get back to you in a second. My brain is on pause for a moment for some reason. I'll be back.
Yeah, roger that. No problem, man. Looks like we're both riding a short bus today. That's what's going on in my brain. Things are forgetting things and trying to figure things out. But anyway, yeah, Frank, I seen that house where the, up in the front right hand, the roof was all tore off. But you look at the houses next door and everything, man, they look like, you know, they weren't even touched.
Yeah, roger that. That's how tornadoes are. They can hit one little tiny spot just enough to rip your roof off and damage nothing around it. I've seen it where up north where they've come through and they've ripped out a line of trees and then it picked back up and, you know, everything's fine around it. I mean, like 2-3 trees get knocked down, just like ripped up and moved, and then next to it there's nothing. So, yeah, it's kind of bizarre how Mother Nature works, roger that.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, all through the years, I've seen pictures of a tornado destroyed a house completely, but yet there's a table with a picture on it, with a, you know, a vase or a picture sitting right there on top of the table, untouched, you know, and, you see damage, you know, house damage all tore up and blown off its foundation and turned into toothpicks, and yet the houses on either side look like just not even touched. That's what I noticed about it, too, watching the video of that house with the roof tore off. I was looking, you know, they pulled back and, you know, did a full view, and I'm looking at houses, the houses on each side, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, man, them houses, they don't have nothing wrong with them. The roof, the shingles are still on the roof. You know, it looked like nothing happened to them.
I get the boots out.
What was that, sir? We didn't catch that.
What was that you said?
I don't know. Somebody just made a comment, and then I said, go ahead, and I don't know. He didn't come back, so I don't know.
Yeah, I know I heard him too, but I didn't catch what he said. And doggone it, if I didn't forget his numbers again. I get his numbers this time, I'm going to throw it on the scratch pad here, because, yeah, I don't know, whatever the case may be. Did you work today?
WSIJ 839. That wasn't me that teed up.
Oh, okay. I got you now, 839. Sorry about that. It's just, it takes, I have to be told three times, and usually the third time I remember. But I jotted it down on the paper, so that way, you know. But Yeah, so what's going on in your area? Did you guys get tore up or what?
Nah. Just a bunch of dirt. All over growth bed. That's about it. Most of it was up by Masonic that got most of the damage from that tornado.
Sonic and Grossbeck and Grasset.
Yeah, well, I always thought 13 and Grasset was Roseville. Because that's what they're saying. It came down at 13 and Grasset. And I know Fraser's nearby, but I don't know how close. But the videos that you see, the tornado's actually in Fraser. So, like I said, I recognize Utica Road. I recognize the railroad tracks. That's why I'm thinking it's 14 in Utica. It was 13 in Utica or 14 in Utica. And it looks like they were pointed west. They were filming west. And that's where you see it, man. It was on the ground. It was doing its business there, okay?
Yeah, that was at 14 and Utica. But it started down here at 13.
Yeah, okay. Do you know anything about the... Well, you probably wouldn't. Because they said one came down in Kelly in 15 mile in Kelly. And like I said, I wonder if it was a separate tornado, or if it did happen, or if the one at 13 and Grasset lifted and came back down. But that'd be going the opposite direction of Fraser, wouldn't it? 15 and Kelly, that's the opposite direction there, ain't it?
15 and Kelly is actually north. And it was going north, but it wasn't on Kelly. Kelly's, what, 10th of a mile west?
WRX-718.
Yeah, I got you in there, 718. All right, gentlemen, I'm gonna let you guys get in here and do some stuff. I don't want to be hogging up the repeater. Frank, I'll get with you in a minute, man. 902. I'll get with you in a minute here. I'm just gonna sit and listen and do what I'm doing here. So we'll talk to you, gentlemen, in a minute. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
Kelly Crop is 14 miles. At Grasset, pretty much. So it's the same tornado, it was going northeast.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, that's about right. I know everything was rolling northeast. After the tornado warning came, I got up on my radar and everything and started following and tracking, and I had my sky worn on and everything and stuff. And then I was relaying anything out here in case there was people out here that didn't know, you know, weren't aware. And I was relaying all the bad stuff out here. Yeah, that'd be about right. Okay, so it'd be the same tornado.
Looks like we're getting another thunderstorm here shortly.
Really?
Yeah, half the sky is black.
WSFF 33 monitoring.
Oh yeah, we got a. I got the thing up. Yeah, we got a bit coming, some reds in it. Usually when there's reds, that usually means thunderstorm and heavy rain. Yeah, just a little patch, man. It's like some little patch with some reds, and in fact, it should be here in about a few minutes.
Yeah, I'm trying to get home. I was at the park.
it. The weird thing is now, everything's moving southeast. The storm that's coming for us and everything, it's all moving southeast now. Yesterday, everything am I thinking southeast? No, what am I thinking? Northeast. Wait a minute, no. Yesterday, everything was going northeast. Today, everything is going southeast. There you go.
You're absolutely right. It sure is.
Yep, watching it roll in now.
Looks like it just went special advisory.
Wow, I just had to look out my window. Yep, getting dark.
Looks like winds could excess 40 miles an hour in Peace Tail.
Yeah, that's what I figured, because there's quite a bit of reds in this one that's coming. Where am I on time here? 7:10, 7:12. Yeah, it's here. It should be popping in right in a minute.
We have a special weather statement. Strong thunderstorms affecting Oakland, Macomb, Eastern Livingston, Northern Wayne, Northeastern Washtenaw. Till 8:30.
I'm in Wixom, just went by.
Yeah, it looks about right. Because I am right, coming from the north going south to the east. Yeah, southeast. I'm telling you, I'm riding the short bus today. Yeah, it's getting more reds in it. As it's coming closer, it's a lot of the reds are starting to pop up. So we're probably gonna, and like you said, a weather statement, yeah, so we're probably gonna get a little bite of something.
That don't look pretty here, that's for sure.
Yeah, WSFF330 monitoring, watching it roll in. Cooling off already.
Guys, gentlemen, let me, I gotta take care of something here real quick and I'll be right back. WSOC 793. I'll be back in a minute. WSOC 793. Everybody still alive? No? Ah, gee, sorry to hear that, man. I was figuring all bets are off. I got my Skywarn on my Baofeng handheld. Female voice comes up and goes, special weather statement. And that's all she says, man. I'm waiting for somebody to key up, you know, on Skywarn and say what the weather statement is. And then nobody says nothing.
Well, I get it over this.
Get that, Dave? Kind of funny. As soon as you signed off, everybody just disappeared.
That actually happens all the time.
That's right. Somebody's got to throw the oats around. Let me go over here. I want to see what this weather statement's about.
Did you watch on YouTube the Michigan Sky Tractors that were on when the storms rolled through? I kind of caught some of that. Did you get some of that?
Yeah, I was watching them yesterday. I was following them as I was reporting out here. Yeah, strong thunderstorms affecting Oakland, Macomb, Eastern Livingston, Northern Wayne, Northeastern Washtenaw counties. Through 8:30. That's a long time. But Doppler radar indicated a cluster of strong thunderstorms along a line, yeah, extending from Rochester to near Clarkston. Yeah, and from what I'm looking at on the map, it should be here. It should be pretty much rolling in. But yeah, I did follow them yesterday. I followed them for quite a while. It's not really getting dark over here.
On over the freezer.
Yeah, from the looks of it, man, you're all over there in Fraser. Better batten down your hatches again, because it's going to be on you.
Oh, yeah, it's right over us.
Wow, they're just now hitting me over here in Clinton Township. There's northwest of me right now, just coming in dark, so...
What's the sky look like in Fraser?
Dark. The easiest way to say it. And if you look to the west, it's dark as far as the eye can see.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to go back to my thing here. I want to zoom in and see what's happening here. It should be Sterling Heights. It's over Sterling Heights, the raining part. The thunderstorms are over Waterford, and there's some thunderstorms west too, some heavy, bad thunderstorms. And from what I'm looking at, it's over Sterling Heights, the rainy part, and it's still heading this way. So, but like I said, Fraser, it should be right on Fraser. I guess, can I zoom in and find Fraser, or will this thing not zoom in?
It'll zoom in.
Oh man, I can't read through all this. Auburn Hills, Pontiac, right there, Sterling Heights. Yeah, it's getting there. Yeah, all right, I got Fraser on the map. It's just coming into you. It's just coming in. It's going to be coming into me probably a few more, probably about another 10, 15 minutes. But it's Sterling Heights, it's over Sterling Heights, and it's just coming into Fraser.
And, of course, nobody's on Skywarn. Nobody is on Michigan 5. I'm not surprised.
Warren by me right now.
Yeah, it's almost on top of you, Frank, except for the thunderstorm part. But that's coming. That's going to be on top of you in a minute. Yeah, I got Sky Warren on, and I'm surprised... Nothing's happening except for I just heard the one recorded lady's voice go, special weather statement, and that's it. Nobody's talking to each other. Nobody's doing nothing.
Nope. You're absolutely right. And Michigan 5 on DMR is the same way. Nobody's out there.
I can tell you a little bit about that special weather statement.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so the, I forget the name of the app that's running, if it's a message that, like a canned message, there's certain things that it knows, like, you know, flood warning, tornado warning, things like that. If it's a canned message, it'll announce, it'll say, you know, tornado warning or something like that. But when the weather service issues something that's not standard, that's all it'll say. So the weather service has issued something, we know that, but you won't be able to find out without going there and reading it, because it's not a standard canned message. So that's why you get that special weather statement. They're saying something, we just don't know what.
Yeah, Roger that, Dad. That's why after I heard it, that's all I heard. I had to go up on my thing here and find the weather statement, find out what it is. And I read it, and of course I read it out loud out here, so you heard it. But, yeah, that's all right. It's just that nobody's out here talking. I'm not sure if this is warranted for even Skywarn to be out on. I'm not sure. It's just a couple heavy thunderstorms. It's a lot of rain, what I'm looking at, but there's a couple heavy embedded thunderstorms that are going to be rolling in here soon. And I don't know if that warrant, besides there ain't no tornado watch or nothing, I don't know if that warrant Skywarn even be out there.
Yeah, Dave, I honestly don't know what the criteria is. You know, they were lit up last night. I know right now, as we speak, they're having their monthly meeting. And so that could be part of it. You know, there's only so many people that are regularly active, and they usually attend the meetings. So who knows? You know, they'll probably take a look at what things look like when the meeting's over and then maybe go from there. But could be that, because it is the monthly meeting is going on right now at this moment. All right, anyhow, that special weather statement thing is the software that's running on the repeater. What do you call it? Whatever. It does that. It just takes feeds from this weather service, and you know, if it knows what it is, it'll say it. But if it's something that they type, like you did, you just have to go look. So at least it lets you know to go look, right? Okay, guys, take care. I'll get back to what I was doing here. WRU 850.
Hey, Sean. Appreciate it. Yeah, like you said, you know, I heard it and I figured, well, I better go find out what it's about. But I'm sure if it was something serious, you know, my phone would be going off. That's another thing, too. A couple people told me yesterday that their phones didn't go off when the tornado warning hit. So I don't know. I never programmed my phone to do it. It just did it. But anyway, go on. Go ahead. Do what you're doing, and we'll talk to you in a little bit. WSRZ 793. Listening.
I just got a message that Skywarn will not be activated.
I'm sorry, you got a message that said what?
Skywarn will not be activated.
Yeah, Roger, that's like I was telling Sean, that's what I thought. That's another thought in my head. It's just a couple, even though they're supposed to be strong thunderstorms, it's just a couple of thunderstorms with a bunch of rain around it. And I, you know, I don't know if that warrants them getting everybody together and doing what Skywarn does. So, you know, I mean, if there was tornadoes rolling around in this stuff or something, I'm sure they'd be out there.
Yeah, definitely would. I was told. I love doing it, so I'm always ready and prepared.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, Fraser, you're pretty much full in. There's a thunderstorm headed for you, and everything's coming my way from the north. Lucky I look out my window, I'm looking to the north. And it's still clear to the north when I look. There's some clouds up above, overhead. When I look to the north, it looks like it's clear. It's clear. But from the looks of this, it won't be for long.
They just showed up here.
Yeah, Frank 902 should be getting close to a thunderstorm. Nothing heavy, just a standard thunderstorm, no red in it. Yeah, Roger, it's right on top of you, just about, almost. You got a thunderstorm that's almost on top of you. I think you're just going to catch the edge. I'm not sure.
It's raining really heavy at Big Beaver and I-75.
Yeah, I can see it starting to roll in now from the north. I hear thunder, too.
showing Lafayette is detecting on the radar. I got about an hour before he went down the meeting.
WSHR 566. Yeah, Dave, it just hit at my house here. Just a lot of heavy rain. And to the north of me now, the sun's starting to come out.
All right. Looks to me like one of these heavy thunderstorms is going to come landing right on top of me. One set it directly for me. One of the thunderstorms with the red in it. Like I said, I can hear thunder outside in the distance. So, I guess, let's see how this rolls.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, they're saying there might be a little bit of wind and maybe some real small hail, too.
Yeah, it's starting to look a bit ominous outside. I just hope we don't lose power. Let it hail, let the wind come, but I just hope we don't lose power.
Wind section is getting ready to cross over 696 on the east side of Troy, WRXZ, bearing 18.
Get started down here by wind up. It's about northeast coming this way.
Looks like these storms are splitting up. There's like two big ones and then there's one small one behind those two near Fenton now.
Well, they look like the ones by us, they look like they're splitting up, but then they look like they come back together again. They reform. All I know is, man, they got the reds in them, and they're headed right for me. Looks like one of them's going to land on top of me, I guess. Yeah, there's the lightning.
Yeah, I'm sitting at Lafayette, second class from Channel 4, and I just see the clouds rolling in. From radar stamp, it's like another 40 minutes before it gets down here at the current speed they're going.
WRBG
829.
Sitting here in the parking lot of the Lowe's at 16 Mile and DeQuinder in a torrential downpour. Crazy, crazy rates of rain here. What's it like where you're at?
Yeah, it looks like a lot of it over where you're at. I'm over here in Warren. I'm following the map, following the radar map here. I guess I'm about to get a big thunderstorm dumped on me here. It's on its way, it's almost here. And I can hear the thunder outside and it's starting to look ominous outside there, okay?
Yeah, we went from nothing inside of a 2 mile drive. There was a couple inches of water on the roadway and flooding everywhere. It's really intense rain. Hope you got your windows all closed on your car, man.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm looking out the window. It's looking bad. It's getting very dark, and I see lightning jumping around. So I guess it's going to dump this one big one on me. Like I said, just hope don't lose the power, man. Got to have the power. But, here comes the wind. Here it comes, man, and the wind is hitting hard.
Yeah, it's getting ready to cross 696 and 1. You're, 53 and 16 in the quarter. You should be good, sir. Probably in the next 10 minutes. There's nothing behind it.
Yeah, the temperature dropped down to about 63 degrees, so I guess it's a cold front that went through. Pretty strong one, and hoping nothing violent comes with it. The wind was intense for a minute there, but it's died down now. It's just a steady rain.
I saw this guy with a motorcycle that's parked in front of me now isn't going to be staying too long.
Make sure everybody ties their portables. This is how I say it's like.
Oh yeah, things have gone to hell here. I got trees bending. I got wind crazy, and I got lightning, big lightning flashes and everything, and I might have to close my window because I can feel the rain blowing through it.
Yeah, I don't see anything seriously concerning out here now. It's just a hard rain, steady rain. Winds died down. The trees in the parking lot here are all standing straight up, nothing really going on with them. But I'm telling you, there for a minute, it got nuts.
Yeah, Roger. Wow, man. Yeah, it's still going nuts over here. I got to pull my fan out of the window and shut it, man. My room's going to flood.
Yeah, these storms are moving southeast at around 25 miles an hour.
CRVG 829.
WRXC 718.
Oh yeah, all hell's breaking loose over here.
Whereabouts are you in Warren?
Right about that, I had to pull my fan out of the window. 11 mile in Hoover, man. Freeway, I can turn my head left and see the freeway.
Yeah, it sounds like it's coming in from northwest to southeast then.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's doing. It's coming in southeast. And from what it looks like, I'm about to get hit by another big thunderstorm. This one's got a lot of reds in it, man. Yeah, it's going to hit me.
How's it looking to the northwest of you, like the 16 DeQuinder area?
Basically rain. Should be coming out of a thunderstorm. And basically it's just going to be mostly rain.
Should have looked before I asked. I'm looking off to my northwest from here and there's blue sky. Now there's thunderheads that are maybe about, I don't know, 10 miles north of me, just over the horizon. But the sun's starting to peak out and the rain's dying down. So the end is in sight. I'm going to go into Lowe's and get what I came for. You guys have a good night. Stay safe. It was nice riding the storm out with you. WRVG 829 is clear.
Yeah, Roger that, 829. No problem, man. Sounding good. Everything's working for you. Be careful out there. And we'll talk to you a little bit. WSFZ 793, listening.
That's weird. My Midman, I set it up to go off when the National Weather Service sent warnings out. I didn't get any notification about this special weather, which I usually do.
Now, the only special weather statement I heard was the lady, the recording on Skywarn. It's all just the female voice goes, special weather statement. And that's it, you know, and I'm waiting for, you know, any details, any news, what kind of statement. It was nothing. So I had to go to my weather thing on my weather app on my computer and find out what the statement was about.
Yeah, I've got this Midland in my car to go off whenever there's any kind of alerts from the National Weather Service, so I was either outside the car when it went off or it just didn't go off.
No, I couldn't tell you. I got a weather alert radio over here. I had it turned on yesterday while I was monitoring all this. I mean, nuts. It kept going off, but not with warnings. It just kept turning on NOAA weather, you know, and, you know, the alert light would go on, and all of a sudden NOAA would come in, but with no warnings, no nothing. It just was doing its weather thing. And it kept doing it, and finally I just turned it off, man.
Looks like the storm's coming closer to Detroit now. I can see the clouds. And it looks like near Springfield, there are Hartman Township just north of 59. There's another indication of a single cell forming that's joining that band as well.
Yeah, Roger, I see the one you're talking about, too, just north of 59. Because there's a couple big ones in the Milford area. Milford actually is getting hit by two of them. And north of 59, I see the one forming that you're talking about.
Yeah, it looks like there's one in Grand Blanc, too, just south of Flint.
Now the ones that just came by me look like they'll make Detroit. I don't know. They look like they'll make Detroit. They're headed for Lake St. Clair, but Rose Point Woods is definitely going to get hit by them. Oh, Detroit's right there. Yeah, definitely they'll make Detroit.
Yeah, I'm watching this band near Milford. It's going to be hitting me back end of this storm is going to be hitting me at 2nd and Lafayette. I'm still sitting outside Channel 4.
At Milford, you're going to get hit by a big one. A 1-2 punch, it looks like.
Yeah, I just clicked on it. It says it's going to be here around 9 o'clock, so it might be gone by then, but I'm still going to hit it on the way home, though.
Well, from what I'm looking at, Milford, you should be in it. There should be one coming down on top of you, and then there should be another one coming in behind it.
Yeah, I'm watching that Milford from Detroit. Yeah,
Dave, I'm looking at it now. There's almost like a hook on it up there by you, up towards probably Troy up that way. Over here by my house, Macomb Township, Hall Road area, no rain, the sun's out.
Yeah, I see the one, I seen that hook, and, but I kind of, you know, I was thinking to myself, you know, it could just be the way the storm is, shape, you know, because I seen that hook and it kind of caught my interest. But if that was a real hook, then you know the weather warnings would be out already.
Oh yeah, copy that, definitely.
Starting to get sunny to the northwest of me, so I guess that's that then. That was pretty wild, man. That was a lot of rain, a lot of wind, man. It was blowing the rain through the damn window on me and everything. I had to hurry up. If I didn't get my fan out of there in time to close the window, man, I'd have been flooded out.
Yeah, copy that. They said the winds that went through are about 50 miles an hour.
Around the tide of Pittsburgh right now, 4-4.
Yeah, it was moving the trees real good. And the first thing I'm thinking is, oh, man, power's going to go out. Because that's usually when our power goes out, when it's wind. Unless somebody smacks a pole on Hoover or something with their car, but, you know, WSFZ 793 station ID. Yeah, it's past me now, that thunderstorm. It's done. It's headed for Detroit now.
Of course, now my radio goes off. There's a marine warning for the river, so it didn't go off for the other one, but went off for that one.
Yeah, because it's going to hit Detroit, but the direction it's going, it's going to end up basically going over Detroit, and it's going to go into the river. Because it's not moving straight down, it's moving southeast, so it's close to the river. It's gonna hit Detroit though on its way out.
Yeah, copy that. It's kind of already on the eastern side of Detroit. I'm watching it from Second and Lafayette, and it's dark down here now.
Yeah, it's going to be the same storm that I just went through. And apparently it's not weakening. It's still got plenty of reds in it and everything. So you're going to end up with some decent wind if it does what it did here. You're going to end up with some decent wind and some a lot of rain. A lot of rain. A lot of lightning, too.
And it might postpone or delay the game at Comerica for a little bit until this passes over.
It wouldn't surprise me if they did. This is a pretty good one.
There's another show up there by Flint might be coming this way, too.
Yeah, it's about to hit my parents' side in Nortonville.
Yeah, I see the one by Flint. It's going to miss me, I think. I think it's going to end up missing me, but Detroit's going to get hit by it.
It's looking like one big line now.
WRX 718. WSHR 566 for channel identity. Yeah, Dave, I'm looking out my back window here, man. I got a rainbow, and I mean, it's real bright. Real bright.
I mean, it's still got reds in it and everything, but looks like it might just miss Detroit. It's on its way to Grosse Pointe Park, though, but it looks like it might just miss Detroit, man, go out into the river.
There's a section of this near Farmington Hills and Wixom that is going to hit downtown.
Yeah, Dave, over here, I'm looking out towards Detroit. Out my back window here, I got a rainbow, and it's real, real bright. If I can, I'll send it to you. Take a picture of it.
Yeah, cool. I'd like that. Yeah, this one coming into Farmington Hills, she's a big one, and it looks like it will hit Detroit. The one coming through Farmington Hills looks like it's going to end up hitting Detroit. But the one I just went through that I thought was going to hit Detroit looks like it's just going to edge it. It's going to miss Detroit totally. I'm looking at it now. It's going to miss Detroit. It's going to end up in the river, but you'll be able to see everything, but it ain't gonna go over Detroit. But that one in Farmington Hills looks like it'll hit Detroit.
Yeah, I'm watching the one in the river right now. It's really dark down here, but I've got nothing that's stepping in Lafayette, so it's missing me.
You see the river itself?
No, I think it's at the mouth of the river near Grosse Pointe and where Bell Isle is.
Alright, just give it a little time. It'll be about where you're at the river. So I was going to say, enjoy the light show.
This guy is going to have a white motorcycle seat when he gets back and doesn't come back soon.
Okay, I'll send it to you in your messenger.
By Detroit. But no, it's already in Grosse Pointe Woods just about. It's going to go to Grosse Pointe Park, and then it's going to end up in the river. If Detroit gets anything, it's going to be on the western edge of it, which doesn't look like nothing but rain.
Yeah, Dave, I just sent you that picture through messenger.
All right, thanks, Kev. I'll get a look at it in a second here.
Okay, copy that.
Rose Point Woods is just going to catch the eastern half of it, but Rose Point Fire is going to take a direct hit.
Yeah, copy that. My cousin lives at Ghost Point Farms. He just sent me a picture. The wind's picking up pretty good and limbs are flying around. Not big ones, but limbs.
Yeah, I think the farms are between Ghost Point Woods and Ghost Point Park. I think it's Ghost Point Park, then the farms, then the woods. And your friend, he should be pretty much in it. Not directly yet, not a direct hit. But he should be pretty much in the sum of that. But Ghost Point Park's going to take a direct hit.
Yeah, copy that.
RFP 718, I'm clear.
Have to wait and see what this one up in Flint is still going to do. It looks like it's getting a little bit bigger. It's up there by Ortonville Recreation Area.
I'm sorry, Kev, I keyed up when you did. What'd you say?
I said, we're going to have to see what this one up in Flint is doing. It's up there in Ortonville Recreation Area, and it looks like it's getting a little bit bigger. There's a little bit of red in it, but it looks like it might be getting bigger. And if it keeps coming, it's probably going to, it's either going to hit both of us, one of us, or vice versa.
From what I'm looking at, it's going to miss me, I think. But it's definitely going to hit Detroit.
Yeah, copy that. Looks like it might hit Farmington Hills. I don't know. It depends on which way it goes. It might hit Farmington Hills. It might hurt Sterling, too. I don't know.
No, it's going to hit Farmington. It's going to miss Farmington. It just missed it. Farmington Hills is in it, but not in the red. Just the eastern edge of it, is already going past Farmington Hills. So it missed more or less the red portion missed Farmington Hills.
Yeah, copy that. So I'm just going to have to sit back and see what this one up in Flint is going to do.
The one in Flint, it's pretty much done. Mostly rain. Then at the bottom it starts turning to reds. But it'll be out of Flint in a few minutes, should be, the way it looks.
Yeah, it's almost out in Ortonville, right, Ortonville and Brandon Township.
Oh, yeah, Grosse Pointe Park, direct hit, man, right in the middle, man, smack.
Copy that.
It also kind of looks like the Farmington Hills one is going to miss Detroit, but it's still up there. I'm still tracking, you know, with it. But it looks like it might miss Detroit. We'll know in a few minutes.
Yeah, copy that, Dave.
This is WSIP 284 reporting from Farmington Hills. It just passed us and it wasn't really bad, just a lot of rain and some thunder.
Yeah, Roger that. I was just saying it's because Farmington Hills is coming out of it. Yeah, you had a pretty good piece there. You didn't get the center of it, though, lucky you. The centers were all the reds and everything. It got really close to you, though, the bad part. I mean, yeah, you had thunderstorms and stuff, but you didn't get the bad part. It came really close, though.
Yeah, it was just a whole lot of rain and dark sky. Also, hello to you, Dave, and hello, Kevin.
Yeah, hello right back to you, man. I'm waiting for Kevin to say something.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I'm looking out the back again at my, towards the south. Yeah, it's awful dark out there down to Detroit there. So, yeah, they're getting fumbled.
Yeah, well, like I said, it totally missed Detroit. But it's dead nuts. Bullseye over Grosse Pointe Park, so they're getting their butt kicked, but it missed Detroit.
The back end of the storm from Farmington is gonna hit downtown. /94/75, right in front of me, dark cloud and rain.
Yeah, right. Yeah, from what I'm looking at here, it is. The one out of Farmington's going to hit. It looks like it's on a trajectory right towards Detroit. Yeah, it looks like it's going to hit. It's still a ways away to tell, but with the trajectory of it right now, it looks like it's headed right for Detroit.
Probably the next 10, 20 minutes, it'll be downtown.
Yeah, copy that.
Plus, my radio's doing really good. Usually when it's crappy like this, it starts to cut out.
Your radio's working fine.
94/75, it's downpouring.
You got a lot of rain where you're at, 94 and 75, it's all just a big band of rain. And one in Farmington looks like it's strengthening up a bit. But, yeah, it's going to hit Detroit, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, Dave, this is WSIP 284 in Farmington Hills, and I got a little bit more rain right now, so in the last minute or two, it's doing something.
Yeah, right. You're pretty much past the, from what I understand here, you're pretty much past the bad stuff, but you got a band of rain. You're going to be in a rain band for a little bit, but the storms are below you now. You're pretty much out of it except for the rain band.
Sounds great to me. Thanks for the update.
No problem, my friend.
Downpour.
Hey, you got a bit of a one headed for you, a small one, from what I'm looking at. In fact, it's going to hit Detroit before it hits you. Little thunderstorm, nothing, no reds or none. But this one coming out of Farmington, it looks like it keeps strengthening up, like it's developing bigger and bigger, but. And it's got its sights set for Detroit, which means you're probably going to end up with a piece of it too.
Coming up on it, Davidson, it's kind of lightening up.
Yeah, my sky is over here almost clear, man. I see some sun to the west of me there, to the southwest. So let's see which way north. This way's north, this way's east, that way's west, northwest. Looks like it's clearing up to the northwest. Ain't nothing happening here, so I'm pretty much, from the looks of the radar, I'm out of it.
Just crossed the Davidson. I'm going to go stand by WRXC. We don't know, 1-8 is clear. We just had some lightning.
Yeah, there's like a little storm, little nothing storm, probably just lightning, like you said, that's over Detroit, more or less. But this one coming out of Farmington, the one I'm watching, because it looks like it keeps strengthening up, it keeps redeveloping, more reds, and it's headed for Detroit from what I'm looking at the trajectory. Should be up on Detroit within about another 20 minutes or so. Well, Livonia's in the midst of it, though.
Yeah,
my west is dark, north is light, but there looks like another cloud forming to the north. It's probably that Flint storm coming down through here. WRXU 718, clear.
WSFZ 793
ID. WZHR 566 for channel ID. Yeah, dude, that one up in Flint there, it's over Ortonville. That one looks like it's starting to grow a little bit. There's some rods in it, so in a way it looks, it might hit me. I'm not sure yet. Or it might even hit you.
Yeah, I just slid up to it. Yeah, it's growing, ain't it?
Yep, yes it is.
Yeah, the bad part of it is over the Ortonville State Recreation Area right now.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I see that. But yeah, it's the way I'm looking at here from a National Weather Service radar, yeah, that one in the front part there is getting reds in it, a lot of reds in it.
Yeah, I see that. The further it moves, the more reds it's getting. It's like it's really developing. I looked around to see if I can find any hooks, even though I can't, but I don't see any. I'm sure if any hook ever formed, you know, they'd see warnings all over the place.
Oh, yeah, copy that. Yeah, I just seen this, too, just above Flint. There's another cell that looks like the valley. It's got, like, a little bit of red in it, yellow in it.
Yeah, there's some stuff going on. Lake Michigan coming in. We got some storms rolling over in Wisconsin, and there's a whole damn line of them coming.
Yeah, there's one up there in the thumbnail, up there by Kingston, Marlette area. I think it's, I don't know if that's Deckerville Road. No, not Deckerville Road. I can't tell, but yeah. Oh, that's 46.
Right, so that might be 46, you're right. I see it, too.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to hit Lexington. I don't think it's going to hit Port Sanilac unless it grows bigger.
Yeah, 53 and 46, that's Marlette. Let's see here. Port Sanilac's right here. Oh, it's going to hit Port... Well... I don't know. That's a toss. That's a coin toss. 46 is right here. Port Sanilac's right here. No, it ain't going to hit Port Sanilac. It'll totally miss it.
Yeah, copy that. That's where I thought. Yeah, if you look at Dearborn Heights, there's some, like, white in it with the red. So I don't know if that's wind. That might be hail. I don't know.
I'm watching this Farmington one. Man, it's really... It develops, but then it starts fizzling, then it develops again. But it's going to miss Detroit. I thought it was on a straight trajectory for Detroit. Detroit's going to catch the edge of it. You know, a piece of it's going to land over Detroit. Livonia's going to get their butt kicked right now. They're probably getting... Well, they're coming out of it now. But I bet you Livonia got their butt kicked.
Yeah, it's in, right now it's in Garden City in Radford.
It's coming into Dearborn Heights. Right direct hit.
Yeah, do you see that, like, whitish purple in there? Like, right in smack of Dearborn Heights?
Yeah, actually I do.
I think that might be the wind speed. I'm not sure. because I got the different colors down here on the national water thing on here, so I think that might be winds.
WSOZ 793 ID. Well, from the looks of the storm, how it's developed, how it strengthened itself back up and everything, man, that don't surprise me. Yeah, that's what that would be, is wind. And then it's right on top. The bad part is right on top of Dearborn Heights. So, and it's pretty developed right now.
Yeah, copy that. That one to the north of us here, that one's moving. It looks like that one's moving pretty quick.
Where you at? Where you at, Kevin?
I'm at Hall Road and North Avenue area.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. You're talking about that one up by Flint, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, he lives in Macomb Township. He don't live up by Flint. Okay, I see what you're saying, though.
Yeah, copy that. The way it looks, unless it widens, it looks like it's going to go through Sterling Heights, and I don't know if it'll hit you, but it looks like it's going to hit Sterling Heights and go off to the lake. I'm going to go take a walk on the front porch, see how the sky looks to the north of me.
Yeah, Roger.
202 for the break. It's looking pretty gloomy over this way, eh?
Yeah, you're going to get some stuff over there, what I'm looking at. It ain't going to, it's going to miss you, but you're going to get a little pace.
Yeah, I had to turn that striker off. It was pulling the same thing it was doing yesterday. I heard you guys talking about it earlier, but I just was listening in. Have you looked at your phone the last few days?
Oh, it's dead. Oh, no wonder. I was starting to feel lonely.
Yeah, there's a little thing on the side that usually got to plug it into the wall, you know, on the, that thing coming out of the wall once in a while, you know.
Oh, that's what that's for, eh? I got Grammy something to chow. WSZ 793, clear.
WSBQ 996, you got a copy? This is WRWB 49.
WSBQ 996, were you calling me, Mike?
What's going on, Paul? I just want to see if you're out there. That's all.
miles just by the radio here.
What do you got going on for today?
Well, not a whole lot, just sitting here watching TV, relaxing.
Yeah, copy that. All right, well, I'll just see if you're there, that's all. I'm going to take a standby here for a moment. WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
WSB 2996, you standby.
WSOZ 793, what'd I miss?
Absolutely nothing.
Alright, so everybody's still alive out there?
Alive and well.
Roger, roger. Good to know.
I have a pretty good grounding system over here on all my systems, but after some of the stories I heard, and I think even one from you, I disconnected my coaxes before all this came through. WSCU 202. WSIJ 839.
Well, the skies are quiet now. WSIL 946.
WSIE 375 monitoring.
Hey, you sounded really good out there. I don't know where you're located. I'm coming off the Mount Elements repeater. I'm sure you are also. WSIL 946, I'm monitoring.
I'm transmitting from Clinton Township on the Mount Elements repeater. You're coming through loud and clear.
I'll tell you, your transmission is crystal clear here, sir.
Well, that's good to hear. Thank you. I'm on a 25-watt radio oddity radio with a midline antenna.
I've got a
hanging antenna in the kitchen window. That's what I'm working with right now. I need to get something in my roof. That was pretty broken up. Sounded like you're working with a handheld near the kitchen window. I was hearing your earlier transmissions a little bit better.
Yeah, roger that. I got a crappy antenna. Hope to improve here in the near future.
I'm pretty new to GMRS. I started with the Bofeng handhelds and moved on to the radiology DB25 with the mid-lane antenna. Got it all for about $200. I'm very satisfied.
How high up is your antenna? Because it is.
Actually, it's not high up at all, and I don't even have it on a steel surface. I got it just hanging out next to my Lazy Boy with me.
You are kidding me. Oh, dang. Dang, it sounds great. So you're using, I'm assuming, a mobile on a base feed or something.
Yep, I'm using a mobile unit. I've got it plugged into a power station. That's my setup for now. That way I can take it in the car or have it at home.
Yeah, copy that. Sure got quiet around here. Once those storms passed here, it's like, wow, it's almost chilling.
Sorry, I didn't catch you last.
Well, you know what? I'm going to jump out of here. I'm going to be clear. WSIL 946. Great chatting with you.
Good to hear from you, sir. Have a good evening. WSIE 375. Monitoring Clinton Township.